Today's podcast is sponsored by Ziomo, a fitness platform that gives people unlimited access to gyms across the country. Their mission is to make it easy for users to find and access gyms no matter their location, which is perfect for those always on the go. But I know that now that is not an option, and traveling is not an option. Because of that, they're actually bringing workout classes to you. Ziomo has been sharing tons of different at-home workouts so that you can stay safe and also stay fit. And starting on April 13th, they're actually going live with four different live streaming at-home workouts. So be sure to check them out and follow them so that you can still stay healthy even when you're inside and still move your body, because I know, at least for me, it's tempting to lay in bed all day and kind of lay on my phone, be on my computer, just sit at a desk without moving my body, but at-home workouts are actually really, really, really killer. Staying inside doesn't mean that you don't exercise. Working out helps you stay productive and it lets you stick to your routine even when things are a little bit thrown off. So now you have no excuses not to work out. You should definitely check out Ziomo, and also you can use my code BARBU50 at checkout for 50% off day passes to gyms wherever you're located once this is all over and once we're able to actually start going to the gym again. But in the meantime, be sure to check them out for their live workout classes that they're streaming and to still get your sweat on even when you're staying inside.
Welcome to the Real Real Podcast with Natalie Barbu. Instagram might be your highlight reel, but we're here to talk about the real real.
Hi everyone, welcome back to the Real Real Podcast with me, Natalie Barbu. In today's episode, I am interviewing Bianca and Colin, and they are both on YouTube. Bianca actually started her YouTube channel, and she is now engaged to Colin, so he makes a lot of appearances, I would say. They vlog a lot together, they do a lot of workout videos together, and they also have their own podcast where they actually talk a lot about relationships and relationship advice and how they have managed their relationship and a bunch of other interesting stuff too. But the really cool thing is that we are both from Charlotte, North Carolina. So they live in Charlotte, and when I was there a few weeks ago, I actually went to interview them, and it was so much fun. It was the first time meeting them, and they're just really, really awesome people. Very down to earth and very real, and they're very honest. We talk about some things that Bianca and Colin have never talked about before, even on their own platforms, which is really, really crazy. And I'm honored that they decided to share it with me for the podcast. But we were just sitting around having a conversation. It was so interesting, and I really think that you guys will enjoy this episode because I usually don't have couples on here. I don't really talk about relationships that much on here, so it's going to be a really interesting episode. But they live together now, so we talk a lot about that. We talk a lot about them planning their wedding in a pandemic, which is kind of insane because they just got engaged right before all of this happened, and it's just a really great episode. I wanted to say that I did record this a few weeks ago, so it was kind of when everything was starting to happen with the coronavirus. Not shelter in place was not in order at all yet, like things, even some businesses were still open, you know. So I did want to say this was recorded a long time ago, not anytime recently, just to preface that. But I am also giving away a $500 gift card, actually four $500 gift cards on my Instagram with a bunch of other YouTubers. So if you guys did want to enter that, me and a bunch of my friends just wanted to kind of help out with people who are struggling during this pandemic and are struggling with loss of employment or not knowing what they're going to do in the future. And we just hope that even though $500 might not be a ton of money, I really do think that it can make a difference for someone. So if you guys want to enter that, you guys can just check it out on Instagram. But I did, before jumping into the episode, want to thank the reviewer of the week. So I love that you guys review my podcast. It just means a lot to me on Apple Podcasts. You guys can leave a review if you guys like it. It really just means so much to me, and I just really want to thank you guys. So I'm going to read a review from Jen. She says, I'm around the same age as Natalie and also in New York and started a YouTube channel recently. Recently discovered you, and that I'm so impressed and inspired by all that you do. This podcast has amazing guests for your demographic, and you do an incredible job. Thank you so much, Jen, for saying that. That means so much to me. And the fact that you took time to review my podcast is just unbelievable. So thank you so much. If you guys want to be the review of the week, then be sure to leave 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. And I always look through those. So thank you guys. I did want to say again, this episode is so fun and entertaining. It's one of my favorites, and I can't wait for you guys to listen. So let's just jump into it. Hi, Bianca and Colin. Thanks for coming on my podcast.
Hi.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So thanks.
I'm glad that we finally got to meet because we're both from Charlotte. Yeah. And then there's not that many Charlotte YouTubers, so it's nice, like, actually getting to meet while I'm here.
And it's crazy. We live like 15 minutes from each other.
Yeah. Normally people in Charlotte live like closer to uptown, but it's nice that we like live here next to each other. Yeah,
exactly. We were like, we should probably save money for a couple years before we go into the city.
Yeah. No, I think that's really smart.
I just wanted to take a quick break to thank TM Soft's White Noise Sleep Sounds for sponsoring today's episode. Are you having trouble sleeping, focusing, or relaxing? If the answer is yes, then TM Soft's White Noise Sleep Sounds podcast has got you covered. This hour-long podcast is made to help you get rid of distractions, reduce stress, relax, and get better sleep. You can listen to the sounds of nature, white noise, relaxing music, and so much more. You can check out the TM Soft's White Noise Sleep Sounds podcast on Spotify or wherever else you listen to your favorite podcasts.
But you guys know that I always start the episode with setting the record straight. So this is just where I'm going to say some assumptions, stereotypes, and then you guys say if they're true or false.
Okay.
So the first one is people feel like they know everything about you online.
Oh, true.
It's so true. Yeah.
It's to the point where sometimes you just have to put on your best smile and still like be the bigger person and reply, because I think the way you reply to people says a lot about you as a person. But there are some times where I get really upset when people tell me what to do or think that they know what's best for me.
Yeah.
And we always live under the assumption that you know what's best for you. And that's really...
Well, it's totally one of those like perception-based things where there's so many times Bianca will get like a really hateful comment or something. And I'm like, dude, just don't respond, because if you feed into their negativity, it's just going to like spread. And then people are going to like hook onto that comment and it's going to keep going.
That's... Yeah, we always... As soon as I see a negative comment, I try to delete as fast as I can, because I feel like once someone else sees a negative comment, they're like, okay, well, if they posted it, I can say what I feel like I want to say. And then I just try and eliminate as fast as I can.
Catching it like the corona. Yeah,
I do that all the time, because it's like in all the thumbs ups then, and then it's like the most popular comment. Or
I'm like, wow.
Yeah. Well, especially being like a relationship, not a relationship channel necessarily, but you guys post a lot about your relationship. I feel like that can be really hard, having people in your business all the time or like thinking that they know you guys when you really are only showing a few minutes of your day or of your week.
If someone says something negative about Colin, I delete it so he can't read it. But then I'm emotionally hurt that they just said that about like my favorite person in the world. And then I'm upset. He's like, why are you upset? I was like, someone said something mean about you.
Are you affected by negative comments? Like, do you?
I mean, I wouldn't lie and say that like I'm not, because like I feel like no one, even if you try really hard to be super confident, you still like you still get affected by it. It's so hard not to, but I think I handle it way better than she does, just because I'm able to like disconnect and be like, that person has no clue who I truly am, and like their perception is only based on like this, but also I feel bad for them because they're being negative and like spreading negativity. Whereas like all we're trying to do is like spread positive stuff, so it's like I think about it that way.
That's a good way to think about it, and it's good that you have him here to like also kind of keep things like level-headed and stuff like that, because I am so like you. I'm like get really emotional and it gets in my head, and
I get heated sometimes. I'll go on a slight rant and he's like, you're the best person ever. I'm like, you're right.
That's so important. And then the next one is, planning a wedding is very stressful.
So true.
I feel like ever since like we got engaged, it has just been a roller coaster.
But do you know why? The day you get engaged, first person, so when's the wedding? And then the day after, so when's the wedding? And then it makes you feel pressured that you should be telling them what day it is and when it is and all these things. And so I probably did in weeks 1 through 3 probably feel rushed.
Yeah.
But now I'm just like, it's whenever we tell you it is and when it's going to be. But it is so stressful. And there's so much you don't think about. Like, I saw on Wedding Wire the other day, they're like, who holds your room key during the wedding? And I was like, oh, my God. Like, where's the room key?
What?
Or where's your cell phone? Or there's so many things that you have to think about and that goes into it that it's very overwhelming.
Yeah. And you're documenting the whole thing, though, right?
Yeah, because I want people to – well, also, since we right now have a destination wedding – planned, I want people to see that side of it, because so many people don't do this. I feel like they're a little less common, so for people who do want to do that and see a different alternative, I just want everything documented and written out, help people. And also when you get questions about it, I just want everyone to be able to refer to one thing.
Yeah. So. That's how I feel also with not obviously planning a wedding because I'm not engaged, but just with like documenting everything so that if people do have questions, it's like, you can refer to this video.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then moving in together is a huge jump from just dating.
Oh my God. Yeah. I think it's like absolutely insane because so many people who are dating before you get to a certain age where you actually move in with someone else, it can be so much different in terms of, I think, like emotional maturity and like being able to know what a relationship really is like.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think there's such a difference because then you actually see like someone's insecurities. Like you actually like learn like what their really bad side is like and like how to handle all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to juggle, I think, when you first move in with somebody.
You also learn what really bugs the other person
about
their living space. Colin definitely picks up after me quite often, and I know it bugs him. And then the way I do the dishes isn't quite to his level, since that was his high school job, was doing the dishes for some restaurant. And so I get bickered at for that, but then there's things that I do. And it's just funny because you completely have to adjust, and it's not just you anymore. Like, you're worrying about yourself, but you're also worrying about a whole other person.
Yeah.
And you want everything to be good and happy and not be, like, in a toxic environment. So you have to really communicate. I think our communication went from good to extremely good because you have to.
Yeah.
And, like, we don't want to build up resentment against each other. Yeah. So.
Well, and it's so easy, too, if you're not living together, to be, like, super happy when you are together. And then whenever you separate, then you can, like, let out any negative, like, things that you might have on your mind or, like, things that have been building up, or you're holding on to. But then when you're together, like, there's nowhere to go at all. So it's, like, you're stuck. You're going to see it. So I don't know. It's
like
something.
You signed your lease to be a roommate, but also to be, like, a permanent therapist on site.
Well, because it, like, makes you realize that in order to have a healthy relationship, like we talk about this all the time, you have to always be willing to better yourself so that you're like working harder to be better for your partner. And like, it just keeps improving your relationship if you both are like on that track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I think that I know like when you move in with someone, I feel like also you can't like go in your room and shut the door and like be by yourself. Like, how do you deal with alone time? Are you someone that like needs to be alone sometimes or...
Me more than him, for sure. And I don't know if that's just because I'm an only child and he grew up in a larger family. But there are some times where I just don't talk and I'm very, very quiet.
Yeah.
And to me, that is my alone time. Or I'll take a long time getting ready. And I don't like to really talk while I'm getting ready because I consider that my alone time. But I can honestly say we never have a time where we, like, one of us just goes into the room and shuts the door. Yeah. But with that being said, we just have that relationship where we click really well together. There are some times when we'll get frustrated and one of us will, like, go for a walk.
I've gone for a walk a few times.
Colin takes walks. Yeah. Or one of us will go work downstairs or go work at a coffee shop. Or if, like, someone's being loud and the other one needs it to be quiet.
Yeah.
Like, but it's nothing you can get mad about. You just have to say. Yeah. They just need their time.
Well, I think you are... I very much, when, like, I'm upset, love for you to be there and, like, help me through it. But sometimes Bianca's really about just, like, needing a little bit of space for a second to, like, gather her thoughts and, like, do that.
Yeah, because I can get really heated and then I don't want to say something I really don't mean to say. And
that's smart that you recognize that. Oh, yeah, no. Sometimes I'm, like, just my mouth just...
I've just had to train myself to be that way because I would never want to say anything that hurt him in a way because, like, seeing him upset makes me upset. So then if we get in an argument, which does happen, I just instantly shut down and he's talking and I'm just internally processing. And then I think I'm making him mad because I'm not talking. But it's just, you have to learn how other people respond to things though and accept that that's the way that they are. Yeah. And you can't change that about them.
Yeah.
Especially if that's the way that they need things to go for them in order to get a positive outcome of a negative situation. So we have learned a lot about each other though.
That's interesting, though. I wanted to ask you guys about that because I'm always curious because I obviously, like, don't live with anyone right now. Like, I don't live with my boyfriend or anything. So I'm always like, what's the difference?
I feel like so many people can live in a bubble for a long time and assume that everyone is the same, you know? But you start to realize once you move in with somebody and the older you get, the more emotionally mature you get, that, like, everyone is wickedly different, you know?
Yeah.
Like, just based on how you grow up and like who your parents are and when you're born, all that good stuff.
We also say every time we get in a fight, though, it's because one of us is so caught up in their own feelings that you're not taking the time to stop and think about the other person's feelings. Mm-hmm. I'm also very bad at emotions. Like, someone could be crying right in front of me and I'm like, I don't know what to do.
That's how I am. I'm just like, they're there.
If my mom's upset, and we have a close relationship because it's just been like us two, and I'm her only daughter, so she'll be like crying over something, and I'm like, you need to just suck it up. Yeah. And she's like, can you just consult me for a second? Like, just come pat on my back. And I was like, no, here's your action. Yeah. And I'm like, it's just, I'm so bad at it. Yeah. She's like, can you just feel sorry for me for a second? And I was like,
Yeah, it's funny because you act opposite based on how you want people to respond to you in those situations a lot of the time. Like, a lot of time, Bianca will be like almost to the point and like blunt and like kind of the hard way.
Yeah.
Whereas like she, but she loves it when you can like feel for her in those situations and make her comfortable like in that space.
I clearly need to work on that.
Well, I didn't mean to point out the flaw. I just thought it was interesting, like, hearing you talk about it.
No, it is interesting. Yeah. But also, like, human emotion just slightly freaks me out a little bit. I don't know how to respond.
It's interesting.
It's normal,
like,
though.
Sometimes I laugh in, like, really bad situations. Like, I just don't.
Oh, my God. We should tell her about what happened just yesterday. So we were working out inside, and Bianca has these bands, like, these resistance bands.
I told Colin to put it in the door so I didn't have to hold it for him so I could do my own thing.
Yeah, so I put it in the door. And I'm doing, like, lat pull-downs, right? And then all of a sudden, I'm, like, going down. It's, like, really tight because I'm standing really far away trying to get, like, as much resistance as possible. And then out of nowhere, well, bam, it, like, smacks me so hard in the thighs. And Bianca's like, oh, my gosh, no. Because she thought it broke and it didn't even break. And my thighs just are, like, bruised so bad. It's insane. And I was like, it didn't break. I was like, my thighs hurt. Like,
I didn't care at all about his thighs. I was like, my $20 resistance band was in good condition.
I let out like a huge scream immediately after. I was like, oh my God.
It was so loud. I thought there was like a squirrel in our apartment or something, and you were screaming of terror.
Oh,
like,
my God.
It could not have been that bad.
That is so funny. Well, no, I'm the same way with emotions. I'm not very good with them, and I never know how to react with people. I'm just like,
I just don't think we have.
It's so tough.
Are you an Aries?
Yeah.
It's an Aries thing.
Yeah.
It is. I knew she was an Aries. I was like, I know I like her a lot.
Yeah. No, everything about Aries, like, whenever I read the characteristics, I'm like, this is so me. And I did the whole, like, when I was born, like, the time and whatever, like, your sun and moon or...
You're, like, rising.
Yeah.
It's how you see yourself and how others see you.
Well, I'm a triple Aries, so I'm literally all Aries.
Dead Aries. Oh, damn.
I think I'm a rising Libra, and then my moon sign's a Cancer.
Okay.
And I probably should know a little bit more about that.
But it is interesting. I don't know about it. I just, like, am like, oh, wow, that must mean that I'm a very intense Aries.
Yeah. I wish I was an Aries across. I love Aries. Yeah. But, yeah, I know your ascending is how other people around you interpret you, and then your moon is how you interpret yourself when you're alone.
Oh, so interesting. It's kinda,
yeah, that's why I'm like, I just learned that a couple weeks ago.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, I forgot to tell you. Sorry.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So just tell us a little bit about yourselves, like where you guys grew up, how you guys met, and all that good stuff.
Okay. Do you want to go first?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, well, we both grew up in Charlotte. Well, I was born in Florida. You were born
here. Yeah, I was born here.
So my family moved to North Carolina when I was six. I'm from Tampa, Florida. And then I moved into his neighborhood, and that's pretty much how we met, because we went to elementary school, middle school, high school, did not go to the same college, but we had the same class in third grade. We rode the bus together, and my best friend Chase just sent us a video from when we were probably like 10 or 11.
I don't know.
It was when Chase had a cell phone, which was really early. So I feel like we were like 10 or 11. But it was just a video of us all on the bus. And it was me. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I used to look like that. And then Colin was like sitting in the seat right in front of me. And I was like, you didn't know your future wife was right there.
You guys need to play that video at your wedding.
That's what I said.
Oh my gosh, she said that. But I don't know. It's kind of embarrassing because I'm just sitting over there and look like a loner. And I'm just like.
Yeah, he does actually.
Because like I used to like not talk to anyone on the bus. I was very much like one of those kids where I just like. I can't believe I'm having to go to school right now. I want to be at home. So I like just put headphones in and just be like,
Yeah. So we had third grade together. And then he was my first kiss on the playground going into fifth grade.
Cute. Mm-hmm.
And then we didn't talk at all after that. It was like a one and done.
Well,
one
it was his, such a peer pressured situation.
It was kiss and leave. Yeah.
Well, one of his groomsmen was standing there. Well, he'll be in the wedding. And mm-hmm. he was like, can you just kiss her already? His name's Vince. Oh. That's one of the only things
I remember.
Well,
because it was set up by both of our friends. It wasn't like we both approached the situation and were like, all right, I want to kiss her. And yeah. You know what I mean?
It was the playground, like, in the pool area of our neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And then we didn't talk at all. High school, we had a math class together. Yeah. And we sat next to each other. And I gave him my math answers when he tore his ACL because I felt really, really bad for him. And then he went to Western Carolina. I went to East Carolina. And then I ended up messaging him on Instagram right before our senior year.
Of college?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was junior year summer.
Yeah, because I saw...
It was in May.
I saw something on Facebook that made me feel inclined to message you. And then I did. And we went to the gym for our first date. And then we went and got drinks after.
Aww.
And then I just remember coming home and like body showering really fast. I was like, Mom, what do I wear? And then... we just were inseparable after that. He came over every day after
that's
that.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
So you guys started dating the summer before senior year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of college.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was July when we first like officially started
dating.
Well,
and we debated it for a long time because we were so far away, like 6 hours difference. Oh, wow. But then I think after about a month, I was like, okay, I really want to date.
Yeah.
You.
I just really didn't want to do long distance. That sounded really, really upsetting.
Yeah. And I mean, it was hard. It was really hard doing long distance, but we made like every effort that we could to go see each other. But I mean, we knew each other growing up. Like, we were like acquaintances for a long time, I would say. Mm-hmm. And
we were never in the same friend group.
Yeah. But I mean, once we started hanging out after junior year, we immediately became like really great friends. And then
we bonded so close. My mom was even like, oh, you'll marry him. And I was like, really? I think so. Yeah. And he was kind of fresh out of relationship. So at first my mom was like, do not like him.
Yeah.
She was like, he's not ready to be in a relationship. She was like, let him like do him. And I was like, okay. And then I think that's why Colin for the longest time thought that I didn't even like him, because I was listening to my mom and I was trying not to show emotion. And then I was like, when he told me he loved me, he said, I have love type feelings for you.
Love type?
Well, okay, here's what happened.
And I was
what
like, is that? I'm pretty sure that
what
means
do you
I love
say?
You.
Okay, hold on.
Let me
set the record straight, because first of all, we were operating on the assumption that we should not get into a relationship. So we were just hanging out and like pretty much just friends. And then we kept hanging out. We were literally pretty much dating, because we would literally go out with each other like 3 nights a week at least. Mm-hmm. And then that just kept going for like almost a month. And I had just been harboring a bunch of feelings at this point. And so we were at her mom's apartment and I looked at her and we were alone and I was like, Bianca, I've got to be honest. I was like, I'm completely catching feelings for you. And that's what I said first. And then she was like, uh-oh. And I was like, don't say uh-oh. I was like, this is the worst thing you could say right now.
Because I'm bad at emotions.
Yeah. So I'm just like, oh God, I messed up. And then I can't remember what she said next, but I think she said, what kind of feelings? And I was like, big L word type feelings.
It was quite embarrassing
that's
for him.
So
I can't
funny.
Wait to tell our kids that story.
Yeah.
Did you say, I have love type feelings too? Or
I did. And it took like every like human emotion possible out of me to get those words. And I felt that way. But it's just like me expressing it is hard to do.
That's
but
so funny.
I'm glad I did, because then like a week later, he said he wanted to marry me. And I was like, oh, really? I was like, wait a minute.
Are you guys even dating at this point? Like,
no.
No, that was actually so before funny. We started dating.
He wrote me a letter. And in the letter of him asking me out, said, I will marry you.
Oh,
and
my God. Like, yeah. That is so cute.
Mm-hmm.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
It was at our favorite restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Was everyone in your high school kind of shocked that you guys were dating, if you guys weren't in the same friend group?
I would say so, yeah.
I would say so, especially... not to like throw you under the bus, but he was in a, like a very long relationship, and I mean, I know his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah,
like, we know each other's exes.
Yeah,
and so
that just happens when you date people that you like went to school with, though.
Yeah,
like, it's inevitable.
So, and we've all grown up now; it's completely mm-hmm. like adult life. But I think it was a shock just because of how long he was in that relationship.
Yeah,
and then it was a quick turnaround.
And mm-hmm. also, if you guys aren't like if you guys weren't like always hanging out in high school or something. It's kind of just like, it's for people that haven't seen you in a while. It's like, oh, that's random. Yeah. Like,
well, it's kind of odd just based on that. What?
You told like our friend Montana and Matt and Vince when we first started hanging out that you were hanging out with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then didn't they say something like, oh, we knew you would start dating or something like that?
Yeah, Montana said he knew we would start dating.
Yeah. So some people were like, oh, okay, yeah. But then other people were like, wait, what? Or some of my friends were like, you're dating Colin?
Yeah.
And I was like, yep, he's the greatest thing that's ever walked the earth. You guys all missed out on him. Sorry, he's mine.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
And then, Bianca, when did you start your YouTube channel? Was that in college?
No, it was my freshman year of high school.
Wow.
But it was nothing I ever took seriously. Like,
yeah.
I simply just did it, I think, because I was an only child and I was bored and I wanted someone else to talk to or something.
Yeah.
But I would just, I filmed on those like flip cameras, like the little handheld things.
I had those too. I started my sophomore year. And I think, when did you graduate college? 2018?
Last May, 2019.
Oh, okay. So you're a year younger than me.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we started at the same time,
mm-hmm.
the same year.
Yeah. And then, I didn't start taking it seriously until April of my senior year of college.
Oh, wow.
Like I would still just upload, didn't have any tags on it, barely monetized it because I was like, I just don't really, like, this isn't what I want to do. I was fully sure that I was going to graduate and get a communications job.
Really?
And, like, I wanted to work in, like, social media and communication and stuff like that. And then April of my senior year of college, I signed with my manager. And my, like, head manager, her name's Maddie, and she watches me. And then she started working for that company. And she was like, we should bring Bianca on.
Oh, cool.
And then I saw how much money I could be making with that. So then I just hit it hard. Plus, I was coaching at Orange Theory. And I just started saving up so much money and, like, really focusing on it. And then that's when I really started growing. Like, went from, like, 30,000-ish to 50. And then I'm almost to 60 now.
Yeah.
So it's definitely grown a lot in the past.
It's
a little over a year.
It's such like an exponential growth, I feel like. Like you might gain like maybe 5,000 one month and 10,000 next month, 20,000 next month or whatever. You know, like it's like not always going to be constant.
And that is kind of scary sometimes.
Yeah. But it's a good thing because like I feel like the bigger you get, the easier it is to grow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Yeah.
So.
And did you know that she had a YouTube channel when you guys started?
I actually had no clue whatsoever. And I think it's just because we were never really close.
Yeah.
And like I didn't follow her on Instagram. I had a very toxic relationship prior to like us being a thing. And like, I didn't even have social media like until I was out of that relationship. So I didn't know.
That's another reason why I messaged him was because he followed me and I was like, Colin Henderson has an
Instagram.
I was like, whoa, what's happened?
Yeah. So I had no clue. And then at first I was like, I figured out she had a YouTube channel, obviously, because I did my whole, like, relationship stalk thing.
Of course.
Where, like, I went on Instagram and, like, scanned through and, like, figured everything out. And we were hanging out for a long time, and she wasn't putting me on the vlog. And I was like, I wonder if she doesn't want to put me on the vlog. And then I started getting self-conscious because I was like, maybe she doesn't want to show me to people. And I was like, maybe she's not, like, doesn't want to be with me. Like, I don't know. It just led to all these, like, stupid stuff. But
in reality, I told him it was because I liked him so much. I didn't want to ruin it. And I didn't want anything to come between us. And putting your relationship online is a big deal.
Yeah. Well, I think that's one thing I wasn't really prepared for, but also kind of welcomed, was just that. And I think it helps based on what I do, just because I've always been involved in like artistic endeavors and like I'm big into filmmaking. That's what I went to college for. Like, so I've been around cameras and like in front of cameras and like know all about that kind of stuff. So I feel like we clicked really well because we could relate on that and like talk about editing and like anything involving that and photos.
Yeah.
So I think that's what made it really easy for me to go into it.
I'm going to take a quick break to tell you guys about our sponsor. You guys all know what Spotify is, but on Spotify, you can listen to all of your favorite artists and podcasts in one place for free. So you do not need to have a premium account. Spotify has a huge catalog of podcasts on every topic, including the one that you're listening to right now. On Spotify, you can follow your favorite podcast so you never miss an episode. Premium users can download episodes to listen to offline wherever you are. And you can also easily share what you're listening to with your friends on Instagram. So if you're listening to this ad right now, you should take a pause and share your podcast, or share my podcast, I should say, on your Instagram story and let other people know where to find it. If you haven't done so already, be sure to download the Spotify app, search for The Real Real Podcast on Spotify, or browse podcasts in your library tab. Also, make sure to follow me so you never miss an episode of The Real Real Podcast.
Yeah.
So and also because I'm a pretty open person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you were like supportive from the start. Like, yeah. You think it was weird or yeah. Something.
It was a little like hard at first just being on the camera, like yeah. Just like talking to it, you know, because like I'm used to like if I was ever going to be on camera, like talking to someone else, you know yeah. What I mean? So it's like weird talking specifically to an object.
Yeah.
You know, that was the only thing that was hard to get, I guess, down.
Yeah.
But other than that, I think it was pretty easy.
Yeah. And also you're very like, I've watched your vlogs obviously. And like, you're so good at vlogging now. No one would think that you're like uncomfortable. About
yeah.
It. Which I feel like sometimes it's hard when you bring like a guy that's not necessarily used to like being on YouTube. Like you weren't a YouTuber beforehand. Yeah. It's hard to like, be like, okay, here, go and vlog.
Yeah.
Cause you're just not used to it.
I think it's really cool too, because growing up, I like always, me and my friends would like make mini movies or like stuff like that sometimes. And
they made this whole like Star Wars thing in the woods.
Yeah. I always wanted to have my own YouTube channel. Even when I was like a little kid, my parents were like, no, you're not allowed to be on YouTube.
Oh, really?
For like a while. But that was when I was like 12, you know, yeah. And like had one of those little flip cameras. And I was like, I want to do this and that and that. But then I just kind of was like, okay, well, I'm not going to make a YouTube channel. But then it's just like, I don't know, it's weird, you know?
Yeah.
It's funny.
How has your channel evolved? Like, did you start, I know you didn't take it seriously, but did you like still do the same type of videos you're doing now or?
No, not at all. I started, the first video I ever saw was Christy Vetter's videos.
Oh, yeah.
Which is funny because now I'm friends with Christy. But it was like Christy Vetter, Megan Rinks, her and her sister have
oh,
a channel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Juicy Star 07.
Yes,
and
thank
like,
you.
What was that?
Elle Fowler.
Yeah, all that glitters. Yeah.
So, yeah. So I was like, oh, I have to do this. And I initially was searching for what do girls wear in high school because I thought I needed a whole new wardrobe going into high school. And then I found their makeup videos because I was like, how do girls do their makeup in high school? And then it just was like, I can do this. And then I just started doing them.
Yeah.
But it was so bad. Like, it was just embarrassing. So I started off in beauty videos, and then I used to play volleyball, so I'd upload, like, volleyball. That's my most viewed video is volleyball tryout tips.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's so funny.
And then I make so much money off of that video every year. And then it evolved into high school stuff, but my parents ended up getting divorced my senior year. So then, and things were just kind of rocky before that. So towards the end of high school, I kind of stopped doing it, and I just wouldn't upload very often. And then when I got into college, I started uploading like dorm tour, random college-y videos, and then took another break. Then I lived in my sorority house, then it was sorority videos. And then I moved out and really got into health and fitness because I gained so much weight in that sorority house.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we had a country club cater us. And then we had a house mom stock our pantry with groceries, and she would buy all the good stuff that I never got to have as a kid because my mom was like health free.
Yeah.
And so I was like, wow, this is amazing. I probably had 10 brownies a day, like Mac, and I gained so much weight. And then my best friend Haven was like, I'm going on a health bender. And I was like, I need to do that. So that's when I got into health and fitness. And then now I feel like my channel has been lifestyle, health, fitness. And then like once Colin and I started being in a relationship, it switched to like positive relationship advice, like things like that.
And were you into health and fitness also before dating?
Yeah, I actually, so like my background, I grew up playing football all my life. So from like seventh grade all the way up until senior year of high school, that was what my life consisted of. And lifting was something I started in sixth grade because my dad got this whole workout set that we had in my basement. So I did that up until high school. And then all through high school, I lifted, had gym memberships, like all through college, I was lifting on and off because I don't know, college was kind of weird at times. But then I very quickly realized that weightlifting was like something that I needed, like even for just my mental health. Because if, I don't know, if I started like let myself go, I would start feeling more self-conscious.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, no, it's definitely something that I've always been into.
Yeah. Cause I was going to ask, like, did you guys inspire each other or you guys were both like on that journey on your own and then?
Yeah, it was separate. I think that was good though, because literally our first like date was at the gym. Oh, yeah, first time we even like met up was literally at the gym. So
how does that go for a first date?
It was kind of interesting.
It was interesting because usually people wear headphones at the gym, right? And so I ended up picking him up because I knew exactly where he lived. I lived probably like a street.
It was right down the street. Yeah.
So I just drove to his house because I knew where it was. And I was like, I'll just drive. So then we went to the gym that I used to go to in high school. And we got there. I feel like we knew some people when we got there. We were like, oh, hey. And then we just started talking and talking. I think we lifted back that day.
Yeah.
And we were just like one thing after another, like, how are you? And then the conversation started and then it never stopped. Yeah. Like there was never an awkward period. We just didn't have headphones in and we were just doing our sets and going through and he kind of led the workout, but it was so natural. And you'd think that, like, if your first date was at the gym, you'd be super self-conscious.
Yeah.
I didn't feel self-conscious around him once. I felt like I had known him my whole life, and I have, but it just felt so normal.
Yeah. It was definitely, I remember, like, before we actually, like, met in the car to, like, go, I was like, I hope she likes talking. Like, you know, I was like, because I very much am like a really open and like talkative person just in general. Like, it's just who I am. I definitely am like more that way than she is a lot of the time. But so like, I don't know. Sometimes people like just don't like to talk as much as I do. And I'm just, I crave it. So.
Yeah. No, it worked out though.
Yeah. I remember I was waiting in my car for him to come out and then his sister drove off and I was like, do I wave to his sister? I was like, I don't know what to do. Yeah. Like, I remember his sister. But yeah, now it turns out I really like his sister a lot. But
it's just funny that you guys went from like living literally next door to each other to starting to date when you guys were long distance. Like, how was that? How was dating that 1 year with long distance? Was it 1 year or was it 2 years?
It was
1 year distance, yeah.
Yeah.
How was that, like, dating long distance and then going from, like, you guys went straight to moving in together, right?
Yeah, so our schools were 6 hours apart. And Colin definitely came to ECU more than I went to Western. More. But I also had a job, so I couldn't, like, ask off very often without them getting, like, super mad.
Yeah.
So I am very thankful for the amount of times that he drove that 6 hours. He got caught in a snowstorm.
Oh, my God. So, like, literally the worst snowstorm I've ever seen in my life. I don't even remember. It had to have been on record because it was across like the whole state.
Yeah.
And all the roads were shut down.
And it's because he decided to stay one extra day. If he would have left when he was supposed to, he would have been fine.
Yeah. And my mom even told me, she was like, it's supposed to be a really crazy storm. You should probably leave. And I was like, I don't know. I just, whatever. I can skip a class. I don't care. Yeah. So I stayed and my car is not a car that needs to be driven in the snow. Like, it's very old. Like, I need to get a new car. And I literally drove on highways that were completely covered in snow, like almost like a foot of snow. And it was just insane. And it was 6 hours of it.
Yeah.
And there was cars like swerving in front of me and all kinds of stuff. Like, so, and I got stuck at one point.
But it was true dedication.
Yeah, it was true dedication.
It was worth it.
It was hard though, because we would really only see each other over breaks. And it went from, I would go out all the time with my girlfriends to not going out at all because I would want to be there to talk to him.
Yeah.
Because we would be so busy through the day. We would FaceTime almost every single
night. We did FaceTime a lot. I feel like that was really beneficial.
But it was never the FaceTimes that were like, at the beginning it was like, hey, how's your day? But then we would go into like a life topic and just talk about it. Like, we would always just come up with things to talk about and give our sides. And it was always like an in-depth conversation. It was never surface level. It lasted for so long. And then we would see each other on breaks, or we would send each other things to make the other person feel like they were there, but even though they weren't. Which is my biggest advice for long distance relationships, is to make yourself be as present as possible without actually being present.
Yeah, like mailing stuff. We did that a few times. It was pretty cool. They were like sending letters
or surprises. Or one day I got the flu. And he's like, well, you'll have a great weekend. And I was like, oh, are you coming to visit? Totally spoiled. He cannot keep a surprise. The only surprise he's ever kept was when he proposed.
Really? That's the biggest one, though.
Yeah. It's really hard because Bianca's like an FBI investigator. So if one thing is out of place, like at all, she's like, what's that? What are you doing? Like, what's going on? This doesn't feel normal. Like, is something up? Like, you know what I mean? She knows
you try so
anything.
Hard.
Like, I don't know. I don't know how she does it. I'm very oblivious to stuff like that most of the time. So
he'll say something. I'm like, all right, well, you just gave that up. Yeah. Or I'll call my mom if I don't want him to know I know. I'm like, so this is totally going to happen. I'm just telling you so I have a third party knowing that I'm good at this.
Well, and then a lot of the time I want to cheer you up. And like when she had the flu, she was like really upset. And I was like, oh, we're going to have a great weekend. It's okay. Like blah, blah. And I was like trying to make her feel good. But then I was like, obviously just gave it away. So it was whatever.
Yeah. But it was definitely really hard. And towards the end, we were ready to be done with it. And
I think it made us even more ready to be done with college because a lot of people are in this like spot where they're like not ready to be done with college. But me and her, I think because our relationship was long distance and we weren't able to see each other at all, just like made that last year kind of like good and bad.
It hurts when like the person you love the most, you can't be with them. And like the person you want to tell something to right away isn't with you. So you can see their genuine reaction or so you can just be with them in person and like feel their touch and be comforted by them. Like it just really sucks and it hurts a lot. But so that, that was what really meant the most to us of coming home and graduating. And then we moved right into my mom's apartment. With my mom.
Okay, how was that?
That was hard. That was really hard.
I know. I feel like that's a huge adjustment.
It was really hard. I think it was just really hard because, one, we never lived together. Like, first of all.
Exactly.
And then it was me living with her and her mom. So it wasn't...
And
it was,
in my mom's space.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And she... It's not like she has a house that's big. It's a two-bedroom apartment.
Okay.
So, and, I mean, it's a pretty big apartment. Yeah. But... Like, the living room is small, so if one person was in the living room, like, we could barely all three fit on her couch. And then it got to the point where it wasn't just our relationship, it was all three of us a relationship.
Yeah,
So
that definitely was the hardest part because then it's like, okay, well, I don't have to account for just me and someone else's emotions. It's me, someone else, and someone else's emotions.
Yeah.
So it made it, like, I don't know, it's much harder. I feel like that's probably how it is with kids. It's like, once you have a kid, you have, like, another person's emotions you have to account for. So it just makes everything so much harder.
But, yeah, there would be times, though, when... we would just all get tired of each other. And then, like, me and my mom would kind of go at it. And then he would be like, you two need to sit down.
Yeah, I know I would because literally...
like, we're all very close now.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, there would be times where her and her mom would be, like, just not digging each other at the moment. And Bianca would be, like, telling me all this stuff. And I'd be like, okay, she's obviously upset with her. And then I'd look at Cindy and she'd be, like, all upset. So then I'd be like... And they wouldn't be talking to each other for, like, a day or two. And I'm like, you guys need to sit down right now. I cannot be in this environment like this.
It's awkward for each other.
But also, though, we were probably in the worst situation, just being honest, because at the time, during my graduation and first coming home, my mom was dating a man who I despised.
Oh.
With, like, every part of me just did not like him as a person.
Yeah.
And so that made it hard. Him and I got in a fight. I've never said this out loud, but him and I got in a fight at my graduation.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, I haven't said it out loud. Well, social media.
Just so everyone knows, not an actual fight, like just talking.
Yeah.
No punches were thrown. Yeah. But we were, like, kind of in each other's faces. Yeah. So, like, that was hard because then I was a little bit mad at my mom for, like, all that happening. And then we were living together and we were trying to work on our relationship. And then
we were long distance just, like, a week ago.
Mm. Exactly. So then, and if we were getting in a small argument, she would put in her 2 cents.
Yeah.
And so that was rough. Us moving out was the greatest thing we've ever done for all of our relationships.
I feel like then it's like a breath of fresh air, I guess, like moving out. And then it makes it moving in together even easier because you did have that right away. Like that, I don't want to say obstacle, but you know, it was hard.
Yeah, no, it was definitely tough. I think now it's definitely a lot easier just because it's only us two.
And we all have space. My mom has her space back. I'm sure she felt a little invaded. But at the end of the day, I'm so thankful that she let us live there for,
for
6 months because we saved so much money in those 6 months. And it was just...
We didn't live there for 6 months.
Yeah.
No way.
5 months.
Yeah.
1 month off.
I feel like it just felt like such a small amount of time, like looking back on it now.
Yeah. But I'm very thankful she didn't make us pay rent or anything.
Yeah.
And then when we transitioned into living here, we got to know our style of relationship. Things were, like, we don't always have a perfect relationship. I don't know who does. We've had to work through, like, a lot of things. But I feel like every time we work through something really hard, we come out stronger. So it's just a very big learning experience, and you learn a lot about yourself through this whole process too. And
yeah,
we've just broken down all boundaries, and we've been both extremely vulnerable in front of each other. And yeah.
And I think that's good also on social media, because with couples, you just see like a picture perfect relationship. Mm-hmm. And like, of course you're going to post the good stuff. Like you're never going to post a vlog of you guys just like going at each other.
Well, yeah.
You know, so like that's obvious, but it's good that you're talking about it, because I feel like then when people do have like a rough patch in a relationship, or they're like aspiring to be like that perfect couple, it's like that there is no perfect couple.
Yeah.
Like, everybody fights over dumb things, over big things, like no matter what it is, like you're just not gonna be happy all the time.
Yeah, definitely. We've tried really hard to, like, even there's been a few vlogs that Bianca's had where we had just gotten in an argument, and then like she had to vlog. We were like, okay, well, let's just talk about what we like just experienced.
Yeah.
So then we would literally talk about it and like how we handled it, how we think we could have handled it better, like stuff like that. Because I feel like that's one thing too, is growing up, you look at relationships based on like your parents, and then you realize, I don't know, we're big into like learning things all the time. I am, specifically with like TED Talks and like relationship advice. Like I'm always listening to stuff like that, and just learning like how to properly like communicate like for your partner. You know what I mean? Like, cause you can't talk the same to every single person when they're in an emotional state, you know? And it's just learning those things is really interesting. It's like hard too at first, cause you don't know how to properly like talk.
I'm glad that you guys share that online, though, because that's so important, I think. Like, to show not
because, no one, like, learns it, you know? Like, we're just like, okay, well, let's just, like, talk about it, because, like, we didn't learn it in school, and we don't know why we didn't learn it in school, you know?
Yeah, true. Yeah. And plus, I want people to feel validated that it's okay to have emotions, and it's okay to not be your best one day, and show a positive relationship, and, like, I didn't have a good day today, and here's what we did to overcome that. And like there will be days where I'm just having a bad day, or vice versa, and we'll just sit the other one down and be like, call each other out, basically. And the other day, 2 days ago, when I had a meltdown, he was like, I know that there's like a happy Bianca in there, and I know who she is, and he's like, it hurts me when like you're like this, and here's how we're gonna get out of this. And I was instantly in a better mood. So it's just, I want people, because I know I'm in a healthy relationship and I'm very thankful for that. I want our relationship, and this is why we put it so much on social media, to inspire other people to either recognize that they're in an unhealthy relationship and what they truly deserve, or to improve their healthy relationship even more. And learn with us while we continue to learn about
it. I think that's the biggest thing, is like the constant learning. Because if we just operated like I feel like most people do, and I don't know how most people are in their relationships, but I'm just assuming that they're just kind of going with it. And it's, we've definitely switched where we were kind of going with it, and then realizing that working on yourself, and also, I don't know, just constantly involving all the new things that we learn. And it's, I don't know, I feel like it's a lot of trial and error, and maybe that's how all relationships are. I don't know. It's based on what we know.
I was in a relationship in college, and it lasted like 3 years. And so it was like kind of a long relationship, and but it was literally just like going through the motions. Like it was just like, I was just in it to be in a relationship. It wasn't like, it wasn't unhealthy, but it wasn't healthy either, where it was just like, oh yeah, we just are dating, but like, I don't know, it was just like
it was more of like coexisting as a couple.
And then now I'm in a relationship, and it's like night and day. Like it's like, oh wow, this is what this is supposed to be like. Like I thought that what I was going through was normal, but like this is so much better. Like I can't.
But you guys are doing long distance.
We're long distance right now. So he lives in Boston, I live in New York. So it's like 3-4 hours away. So it's not horrible, and we're both like really busy, but it's one of those things where it's like, hopefully there's an end to that. You know, hopefully we can come in the same city eventually.
Well, I feel like we're at the age too where it's kind of pointless to just date to date.
Exactly.
Like everyone's looking for like that end goal. Do you guys think that you'll end up in the same
I definitely think that he's going to move to New York more like realistically than me moving to Boston. But the good thing is that with my job, if I needed to, I could. Like,
Yeah,
I mean, we could live wherever.
And work from wherever.
Yeah, and work from wherever.
It's
so
a blessing, for sure.
If he doesn't move to New York, like, I'm not going to be like, I would never move to Boston. But from what it's looking like, it looks like he will come to New York.
Oh, that's eventually. So exciting. Yeah. You guys are going to go through so many new experiences.
Yeah.
And it's so cool because even though it might be hard, like the outcome and learning from it and making your relationship stronger is totally worth it.
Yeah.
So it's scary, but it's also really fun.
Yeah. No, I like hearing from you guys though about it because it's cool how you guys were long distance and then like came and like moved in together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And planning the wedding now. We were talking about this before, but how has that process been for you?
So we got engaged February 2nd of 2020. So we've really only been engaged for a little bit over a month.
Mm-hmm.
It's very stressful.
Yeah.
Especially since we do put our relationship online and we're planning a destination wedding. And so the process leading up to that was stressful because we've toured so many venues in Charlotte and you have to find a budget and you have a guest list and you have to make everyone happy. And we wanted a fall wedding, but his cousin, sometimes I mix up words and it's very strange. His brother plays college football, or my cousin is going to be in college at this time, and my best friend is graduating grad school at this time. And so at one point you just have to stop thinking about other people, and if they're going to make it, they'll make it. So that took a long time for us to realize that, because we were incorporating everyone else except for us, and we're the ones who are getting married.
Yeah.
So that was the best advice I ever heard. But my biggest advice also is just hire a wedding planner, because they're amazing. And so we hired a woman who works in the destination that we chose. And we're waiting to reveal the destination until things are more solidified.
Yeah.
But so it's just like, it's just a lot of added pressure from the outside world.
Yeah. Well, and I think too, you're someone who's so adamant on planning and being stuff that's going to happen in the future. Mm-hmm. And it's so much unknown stuff. So like navigating all of that and then not knowing and all these other people to account for. It's just a lot for you, I think, too. I'm pretty much just like, whatever you want, like, let's do it.
Yeah.
And so, I just want her to be happy. So, and I also know that she needs a planner just to be happy, because if it's all on her shoulders and her mom's shoulders and then like juggling everything else, then it's just too much.
Well, that's not fun either. Like the day of our wedding, I don't want, if something goes wrong, I don't want to know about it. Like I want everyone else to know about me. All I care about on that day is me and him and me and like my girls getting ready and everything. So I want it to be as least stressful as possible, which is another reason why we're having a 2021 wedding. Is so we have such a long time to plan.
That's smart.
We can delegate evenly. Like I know people who have gotten engaged in like December and they're getting married in April. And I'm now that I'm in it, I'm like, how are you doing that?
Yeah.
So it is just stressful though. Basically just tuning out everyone and doing what we want to do has been the biggest relief in the past couple weeks. The first couple weeks, I couldn't even sleep at night, and I would have nightmares that I showed up to the wedding without a dress. Without a dress or without the rings, or I wasn't wearing makeup. And it was I was having nightmares, and I would wake up like, oh my gosh. And then I'm like, oh, I'm in bed right now. That's weird. And then
so funny.
It is. It's just stressful for some reason. And you wouldn't think so, because you're like, oh, you're engaged. Like it looks very, very cool on the outside, but on the inside, you're planning a huge event for hundreds of people and you want to make everyone happy. And that's just one, unrealistic, and two, a lot of pressure.
So. Yeah. No, you got to just worry about yourself. Like, don't focus on other people. They'll have fun. They're going to be in a cool place celebrating you guys. Like, they're going to have fun. Yeah.
So far, we have the wedding dress.
That's the most important part.
It was the greatest experience of my life. And his mom was there when I found it. And she shed a tear. So I was like, this is perfect.
She told me that and I was like, what? Yeah. I was like, so oh my God.
Yeah.
That's so sweet. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on my podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
I love this episode. I like it. It was like, not couples therapy, but like for me, I was like, oh yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Taking it into my own life. So where can they find you guys?
So you can find me on Instagram. My handle is BiancaXXFranco, and Colin
is Colin R. Henderson.
If you go to my page and then pick a picture.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty easy that way.
Yeah. And then YouTube is just Bianca Franco. And then we have a podcast too. It's called Easy Way or the Hard Way.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah. It's a lot of stuff like what we talked about today, honestly.
Yeah.
Just a lot of couples stuff, like life talks.
Every time we learn something important in life, we make an episode about it. So.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it though.
Well, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I hope that you guys enjoyed today's episode. Bianca and Colin are amazing, and I'm so glad that they were on my podcast. Be sure to check out Bianca's YouTube channel, both of their Instagrams, and also their podcast. It is such a great podcast. I think it's just a really great idea because there's so many dating podcasts, but the fact that they're in a very, very healthy relationship is just refreshing, and it's a great podcast to listen to, so I definitely recommend it. And if you guys liked this podcast, definitely give it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, and also be sure to join the private Facebook group. We give a lot of advice on there. There's a lot of girls that message each other and that become friends through the Facebook group, which is crazy. So love that. And I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. I will see you guys next Monday on another episode of The Real Real Podcast. And everyone, please stay safe. Thanks. Thank you so much to Ziyamo for sponsoring today's podcast. Make sure to use Barbu50 at checkout, but also be sure to check out Ziyamo just for those at-home workout classes. You're definitely not going to want to miss them. They're bringing some amazing, amazing workouts to your house so you don't have to go to the gym. Be sure to check them out, and thank you so much for them for sponsoring today's podcast.